Now we're looking at lesson 132. We're going to look at the other half of the archaeological findings at the Dead Sea, which we focused on Isaiah 53 first. Now let's look at Psalm 22. So you go ahead and click on your screen. We do have an almost complete Psalm, Book of Psalms, that was in the Dead Sea Scroll. And these have been dated now before Christ, 100 years. So again, we can go in and validate if what we have in our Bibles matches what's been recorded in the Old Testament, and definitely what's been recorded before Jesus was even born. So let's go to our next slide. Here now we're looking at what Psalm 22 says about who Messiah will be. Psalm 22 dates to 1000 BC. That's when David, his reign was when he was writing the Psalms. Now that's at least 200 years before crucifixion was even invented. The Bible testifies to Jesus Christ as our crucified Messiah 1,000 years before he was even born. So let's take a look at the verses. Click on your screen. Here's several different sections throughout Psalm 22. You can go read this psalm for yourself, but these are some of the things claimed. Messiah will be forsaken by God. He'll be rejected. He'll be mocked. He'll be attacked by the mob. He'll be crucified. And what that condition of crucifixion looks like, it's actually described in Psalm 22. He'll have his hands and feet pierced. His garments will be gambled for while he's hanging on the cross. But in the future, after his crucifixion, he'll be resurrected and be exalted. So here we have the verses from the Psalms. You can see them here. And then next to it, guess what we have again, just like in Isaiah 53? The verses that were added when they wrote the New Testament that align with the Old Testament prophecy. We have Jesus Christ matching perfectly this Messiah who's going to die on a cross before crucifixion was even invented. When you start adding up all this evidence that we've been going through so far from Book 3, this is so overwhelming to not actually believe by the evidence that Jesus Christ is really who he says he is and you can trust the Bible is an irrational position. This is lesson 132.